God, we just thank you for this opportunity to be together. We want you to be right in the middle of it. We want you to be the focus. We just lift up our offerings to you, Jesus, and we say, please bless them and multiply them and abundantly flowing over. Bless your ministry, bless your people. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Heaven bless testimony. Does anybody want to give a testimony? God doing something in you? Anybody want to give a testimony? Are you wanting to give a testimony, or are you just trying to get in your place? I see.
Well, I have a verse to share, because I'm recovering surgery, so I'm like a little over a week out, and I'm not supposed to lift anything practically, and whatever. So that's really hard for me. And this, you know, all week I kept saying I didn't get anything, you know, CD wise for worship or for praise, and I just kept feeling like I've got nothing, you know. And even this morning I'm telling God I'm hurting and I've got nothing. Like, how am I supposed to go and encourage people into praise when I feel so broken and empty myself, you know? And 2 Corinthians 12:9 came to me, and this is where Paul was. He had a thorn in his flesh. He had something that afflicted him, and he went to God 3 times asking him to take it away. And God's answer, instead of yes, I'll take it away, was, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And Paul said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. And God's grace, His grace, the divine influence of God in us to give us desire and ability to do what He's asking us to do. He doesn't ask us to be strong or to be ready to give out, you know, from ourselves. We need to be empty and let Him influence us and flow out from us. Because if we think we can do it, then He can't. We just bind Him and He can't do it. But if we realize that we are nothing and that we can't do it, then we give Him all the space to move. And then when He does, we know it's Him because we couldn't, you know? And so that's what I want to say. Wherever we're at today, we need to just realize that we're nothing and we have nothing and we can do nothing. But God is here and He wants to do stuff, but He limits Himself to do it through us because then we know it's Him. So He's limited, but let's just tell Him, God, I know I'm nothing. I have nothing. I am empty. And if I'm not empty, make me empty. Because I don't want people to see me. It's not about me. It's about You, Jesus. So come and flow and move and be free. Let's see what God will do through a bunch of empty vessels. Let's watch Him move because He's awesome. Thank you.
See how great is our God.
above all names. You are